This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Reserve Bank of India has kept repo rate unchanged for the seventh time in a row. Governor Shaktikanta Das announced the bi-monthly monetary policy this morning. He said the Monetary Policy Committee has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The governor added the real GDP growth for 2024-25 is projected at 7%, with quarter one at 7.1%, quarter two at 6.9%, quarter three at 7%, and quarter four also at 7%. The RBI governor informed that India's foreign exchange reserves reached an all-time high of $645.6 billion as of March the 29th this year. The Supreme Court today stayed the Allahabad High Court's decision that declared UP Board of Madrasa Education Act 2004 unconstitutional and violative of secularism. A three-judge bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur issued notice to the centre and the Uttar Pradesh government on the plea challenging the High Court order. Earlier, the centre in its plea asserted that the judgment may have inaccurately interpreted the concept of secularism as enshrined in the Indian Constitution. A Delhi court today allowed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to interrogate and record the statement of jailed BRS leader K. Kavitha in Tihar Jail in the money laundering case related to the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The order was passed on the plea filed by the CBI seeking the court's permission to interrogate Kavitha. She was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 15th of March in connection with the excise policy case and is presently lodged in Tihar Jail. A Delhi court today reserved an order on an application moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, which sought direction to increase the number of legal meetings with his lawyers from 2 to 5 times a week. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Avenue Court fixed the matter for passing of order on the 9th of this month. On Monday, the court had sent Chief Minister Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 15th of this month in connection with the money laundering case related to the alleged excise policy scam. The Central Board of Secondary Education has introduced changes in assessment and evaluation to align with the National Education Policy 2020. The format will now be based on more competency-based questions and fewer constructed response questions. As per the revised guidelines, the competency-focused questions in the form of multiple-choice questions or case-based questions, source-based integrated questions, or any other type in class 11th and 12th have been increased from 40% to 50%. However, no changes have been made to the composition of question papers for year-end examination for classes 9th and 10th for the new academic session 2024-25. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has directed municipal commissioners and district election officers from select districts to prepare a booth-wise action plan for enhanced voter participation and behavioural change. He also asked them to prepare different strategies for urban and rural areas and plan interventions accordingly for different targeted audiences. The Chief Election Commissioner CEC said this while chairing the Election Commission meeting with municipal commissioners and district election officers from select districts in the national capital today. The CEC said 215 rural and 51 urban parliamentary constituencies with low voter turnout have been identified to reach out to voters in a targeted manner. The BJP today described the Congress manifesto for the Lok Sabha polls as a bundle of lies. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the manifesto has been prepared to create confusion amongst voters. He also alleged that the Congress did not fulfill any of its promises made in its earlier poll manifestos for Assembly and Lok Sabha elections. In the run-up to the 2024 parliamentary election in the Maldives, Transparency Maldives, an anti-corruption organization, has sounded an alarm on the misuse of state resources by incumbent Mysore administration. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Chennai Super Kings at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.